This is Fresh Air. Remind Me Tomorrow is Sharon Van Etten's first album in 4 years. During that time, she appeared as an actress in the Netflix series The OA, performed a song in David Lynch's Twin Peaks revival, wrote the score for the movie Strange Weather, and started a family. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Van Etten's new music has moved beyond the boundaries of standard singer-songwriter work.
That's Comeback Kid. It's a song that announces Sharon Van Etten's return to making albums. Not so much in its lyric, Van Etten isn't making a comeback, as in its music. Putting down her guitar, on which she composed a lot of her earlier music, Van Etten plays the organ on that song. And this album, Remind Me Tomorrow, is powered by keyboards, with a richer, fuller sound than anything she's done before.
Touching your face.
That's Jupiter 4, its title the name of a synthesizer. The track is characterized by keyboards and drum machines, swirled around to create a smoothly ominous sound that's echoed by Van Etten's ghostly vocal. The line, "I've been waiting, waiting, waiting my whole life for someone like you," it may take you by surprise. The music suggests something far more doubtful, something more pessimistic. But listening to the song over and over, it struck me. The crooning that confides secrets. The chant of baby, baby, baby that sounds as though she's channeling the Shangri-Las from a half century ago. It's all a way of describing the kind of love that floods into your life, filling it up, full. Many of the songs on this album could be described as mood music. Perhaps it derives from Van Etten's recent work on movie and TV soundtracks, the setting of a certain tone and then repeating subtle variations on it within the composition. But there's another kind of song on this album as well. It's Sharon Van Etten's version of a rock ballad, with a prominent big beat and lyrics that suggest autobiography that may or may not be her own truth. You can hear this on a steely song called 17.
Constantly being led astray.
Over the course of Remind Me Tomorrow, Sharon Van Etten sprinkles in details of the life she's discussing in interviews, about the son who's going to turn two pretty soon, about how difficult relationships in the past strengthened her for better ones in the present. But you don't have to know anything about Van Etten to find this album striking and impressive. It's the sound of a woman redefining herself on new terms that are totally her own.
Ken Tucker reviewed Sharon Van Etten's new album called Remind Me Tomorrow. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be composer Nicholas Britell. His score for If Beale Street Could Talk is nominated for an Oscar. He also composed the score for Vice, which is nominated for Best Picture. Britell scored the films Moonlight and The Big Short and composed the theme for HBO's series Succession. For 12 Years a Slave, he wrote spirituals and work songs. He has a lot of interesting things to say about his approach to composing film music. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mood Zaidi, Thea Chaloner, and Seth Kelly. I'm Terry Gross.